Kof Ches Adar Rishon, Tuesday the 5th of March, Rabbi Yaakov Yehuda Salomon, Purim in Adar Sheni.
I always feel the schus of being able to say a few words early hours of the morning, and the Olim are all in it. Nivra health and Emetz Hashem. We should all be Matzliach, have an aspite sympathetic Ador Emetz Hashem.
Amen.
So we're ending Ador Rishon, and we're going into Ador Sheni. In Abay Asin Yeshiva, we don't call it Ador Rishon, it's called Shvat Beis. And now we're going to start Ador. But here we can call it Ador Rishon and Ador Sheni. Chasam Sofer said, the Mishenichnes Ador Marbim Vesimcha, the Avadin Ador Rishon, Azevi Ador Sheni. A bit of a shaila about it, oh, but we always have to be besimcha, that's for sure. The Gemara says in Tanis, the well-known Gemara, Kishim, Shemishanichnas Av Mematim besimcha, Kach Mishanichnas Ador Marbin besimcha. Just like Kishim, in Av Mechodesh Av, we had Korban Abayis, Mematim besimcha. Who had the Mishanichnas Ador Marbin besimcha? And the Mephoshim already asked, what's the kashim? And the Mepharshim say, just that we find in Av, we go in different levels of Avilus. There's the 9 days, and there's the Shavuot Shacholboy, and then there's Tishbab. Also in Ador, keep going higher and higher in Simcha. But the truth is, there's a big kash on this Lashon of the Gemara. Kashim, Shimon Nicholas, Av, Mamatim, Basimcha, there was Churban Abayis. What's the kishim that Mishenichnas Ador Marbin Besimcha? I don't want to belittle the niece. It was a niece. It was a Yeshua. But they should be comparing Churban to Yeshua. There's more to the Ador in the fact that we're Marbin Besimcha to compare it to the Mekshem Shemenechnez Av, we had Churban Abayis, so also in Ador we have to Marbin Besimcha. That means there must be Geula. Churban and Geula go together, but we, as we know Chodesh Ador to be as man of Nis, Yeshua, that we say in Shoshanah Yaakov, Tzrosim Yisrael Netzach, beautiful, gewaltig, Baruch Hashem, Yeshua's. But what's it got to do with the comparison to Churban of Chodesh of Chodesh Av? This year's Gemara, the Gemara in Megillah Davov, where the Gemara says to us, a shaila, when do we do Kriyas and Megillah? Ador Rishon or Ador Sheni? Says the Gemara, Ador Rishon, Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs, a cloud godel, which we keep in Halacha in so many different cases, Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs, Avad Ador Rishon. So the Gemara, no, you're right, there's a din in Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs, but we've got Klal, Soimchin, Go'ula, Le Go'ula. And Rashi already says, Soimchin, Go'ula, Le Go'ula, we're talking about Purim and Pesach. Again, the question, which obviously they must be connected. Go'ula, Yeshua. Enechanama, Yitzias Mitzrayim, was a Go'ula, Ma'abdus Lecherus. True, it's called Geula. Here there was no Avdus Techerus. It was Klal Yisrael under Gezeira, Lehashmed, Larig, Ulaabed. They did Tshuva, and it was like the Moedikinism, a Moedikin Yeshua. But why does the Gemara define it as being a Geula so much so, override the din of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, and to say, Soimchin Geula Legeula? What's Geula here? You sure, but what's Geula? I'd like to have to explain it with a concept of understanding what is Golus and what is Geula. We learn Churban Abayis, Dos is Golus. Binyan Abayis, Beis Hamikdash, Dos is Geula. There's a Yesod which is learnt out from the Ramban in no more than this week's parasha. Together with a Ramban at the beginning of Sefer Shmos, and a Ramban next week at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. And the Ramban explains the Geula of Klal Yisrael from Yetzias Mitzrayim was not with the actual going out of Mitzrayim. The Geula was when Klal Yisrael was Zoicha to Ashras Ashchina with the Mishkan, and they were Zoicha to become near to the Ribbono Shleilam, to become connected to the Ribbono Shleilam. Then says the Ramban, that is Geula. Very interesting, just to bring this point in. The Ramban starts off in Sefer Shemais. That Sefer Shemais is a Sefer of Golus and Geula, Shibud and Geula. If you look in this week's parasha, he says, we're finishing Sefer Geula. The word Shibud's not there anymore. Shibud's there at the beginning of Sefer Shemais. When we haven't yet come to the Ashoras Ashkina, we haven't come to Geula, it's Shibud. At the same end of Sefer Shemais, where we see that the whole being in Mitzrayim was to make them Avdei Hashem, to be able to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, Kelim Bnei Yisrael Avodim, says Ramban at this week's center, we're just finishing Sefer Geula. The word Shivud's not there. Maridikadiyuk in Ramban. But the Ramban says, going out of Mitzrayim, the Geula of Mitzrayim, is not the Avdus Tuchelus. Geula for Mitzrayim was to be able to connect with the Ribbono Shel Olam, to have this Ashras Ashchina, to have this ability to be able to connect with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if you look in the Ramban at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, in the same way he defines and he says, Sefer Vayikra is, once we've been zeichet to Ashras Ashchina, and we've allowed the Shchina to be with us, then we have to be niskariv through the Korbanos. And we have to be shomer that the connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam should continue, and we shouldn't become detached. And he said, that's the Holy Shad of Sefer Vayikra, and that's the Hemshech HaTorah, but Sefer Bereishis, the Sefer Yetzirah, Sefer Shemais, the Sefer Geula, and Sefer Vayikra is the Sefer Shmira on the Kumtos. The Ramban's telling us the concept of Golus and Geula, as I said before, is not Binyan Habayis or Churban Habayis. Golus and Geula is how much are we connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam? How much are we living the Ribbono Shel Olam? In Sefer Bereishis, Parshas Bereishis, when the whole chet of Adam Arishan said they were taken out from Gan Eden, it was Golus. Being in Gan Eden as it was connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam, was nothing else but living the Ribbono Shel Olam. There was a chet, and there was Golus from Gan Eden. Golus is detachment. Golus is not being connected in a way of living the Ribbono Shel Olam. Geula is only Geula Hashlemus according to how much this connection happens. With this we can already understand the Gemara and be able to go further with this, you said. Said the Gemara, Kishem Shemi Nichnas, Kishem Nichnas Av Mematin Besimcha. We ask the question, what is the shaykhis here? What's the kishim? Enechaname in Chodesh Av, there was Churban Abayis. They were in Golus. True Ador, we had Yeshuas, but what's it got to do with the kishim? There's no Binyan Abayis in Ador. In the Teretz, the Nekuda is not Churban or Binyan. The child is, how connected are we to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Kishim, kishim nichnas av, mematim besimcha. True, there was Churban Habayis, but the ikka avedos of Churban Habayis is the detachment from the Ribbono Shel Olam, not being connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, not living the Ribbono Shel Olam. And for that, there's avedos. The alein avedos is when there's a halal, when it's hollow, when there's a certain detachment, there's something missing. That is avedos. Kach mishenichnas ador marbim besimcha. Truly, with the Yeshua, there was no Binyan Habayis. I will talk about it, but there was connection. It's not the Gemara. We've got a shaila. When should we make Kriyas HaMegillah? Adoration or Adoshaini? Im Avinala Mitzvahs. Says the Gemara, of course, Im Avinala Mitzvahs. But Simchin Geula Li Geula. Ador is called Geula, because in Ador we were reconnected, we became even more connected to Ribbono Shel'olam. We were in a fence through Golos, in the darkness of Golos, and we felt the Ribbono Shel'olam. We came to an awareness of the Ribbono Shel'olam. We lived the Ribbono Shel'olam. And that is same thing for Ulu Gula. Aim of being on a mitzvah is that you've got an opportunity of a mitzvah. Hop around the opportunity and don't leave. But we've got the same thing for Ulu Gula is to live the Ribbono Shel'olam. Same thing for Ulu Gula is, says Rashi, Purim to Pesach. With this in mind, let's go a stage further. What was this connection? We had a Gevaldige Nes. We went through Muri Dika Yeshua. There was a Gezeira, Lahashmed, Lari Gul Abed, total destruction from of Klal Yisrael. And Wazicha, that the Nes of Purim, that we Wazicha, the Napechu, it all became a Gevaldige Yeshua. We're saying Ge'ula means being connected. What's the connection, the reconnecting that took place that the Gemara calls it Ge'ula? Connect again, there's a need. What's the Ge'ula? And with this, let's talk about another Gemara. Pasha, to give the Simcha for Adrasheni to think about and be mispainen before the Yontav, to enjoy the Yontav of Purim. The Gemara, well known Gemara in Shabbos, Taf Peches. The Gemara says, "Aishyatsu sachta sahar mikam meidor rabba le'aisa." The Ribbono Shel'olam was kofalim ha'kegiges. Klal Yisrael had said nasa v'nishma, but the Ribbono Shel'olam took the mountain kaviyochel and was kofalim imatam mekabli mesatiru mutav ve'imlav shom take for us. Which was kofalim ha'kegiges. Mikam meidor rabba le'aisa. That's how the process of Maimat HaSinai went. So the Gemara, Hadu Kibrua B'meach HaShverish, Shenema Kimu V'Kibla Yehudim. Klal Yisrael B'Shas, the Nes from Purim, B'Shas, the Yeshua of Purim, came to a higher level of doing mitzvahs Barotzen. What they did in the oifen of a kfir, being forced, so-called, and as Mikal Medor Rabba L'Raisa, when he came to the Yeshua of Purim, the Chodesh Adar, they were Hadru Kemru Barotzen, Shenema Kimu V'Kibla Yudim. I ask you, Rabbi Yisrael, does this mean to say Klal Yisrael were on a higher Madriga by the Nes of Purim than Maimat HaSinai? Maybe yes, but is that what it means? Klal Yisrael, Poskos Amosom, Mishas Maimat HaSinai, Klal Yisrael, in Dveikus Bashem, came to a Muridika Madrega and were all Chazanim from Maimad HaSinai. Oh, that was when the forced mats of was Kfir. Hadu Kiblu B'meach HaShverosh. Oh, then they were Mekabel Barotzen. Does that mean to say that they were on a higher level? Al Pi the Perush HaGra on Megillas Esther, the Gaon in his Hakdama in the beginning of his Perush, says a Moriah Dika Biur, an overview of Megillas Esther. And let me introduce the Pshat of the Gaon with an Akasha. Shteitin Chazal, Lo Osad Lovoi, all Nevi'im and Ksuvim is going to become bottle. There won't be that. There'll be no Haftarahs. We don't need it. The Madrek of Klal Yisrael in the Gilo Yisporach Shemoi will be so clear. We won't need Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Cool on this battle, all going to be bottled, except for Megillas Esther. The Hadavah Tzorach Bil. If we don't need the rest of Nevi'im and Ksuvim, which Yishalmi says we don't need it, so what do we need Megillas Esther for? What's so special in Megillas Esther that this is going to carry on even after Zman Mashiach, which should be B'Meira? The Gaon explains, Esther menat Torah minayin, shenema v'onoichi haster aster panah, and carried on the Gaon with all the shenias of Chazal, which we haven't got time to be marich on. For those who have got a few minutes to look a Perush HaGra on Megillas Esther, I'll tell you, you'll have a different simcha on for it. Says the Gaon, Moshul l'mo'ad avodoyma, a moshul to a child who betrayed, or the prince betrayed and went against the mal, his own father's malchus. the father, the king, sent the child out into the forest and had to expel him from the palace. He arrives in the forest. Suddenly, all in the marshal of the Gorm, there's people there who want to rob him. Suddenly, as the robbers are about to pounce on him, suddenly, the servants of his father were there to save him. He carries on further into the forest, and there's wild animals. The lion's about to pounce, all in the marshal of the Gorm. And within seconds, a Masharis of Eved of the Gorm was there, Eved of the Melech, his father was there and saved him. He's about to arrive, he's arriving at a river. He doesn't know how to get over. He's in Sakona. And there's an Eved of the Melech there. He's a Mespoiner. He starts thinking, what's going on here? What's going on here? Whenever I'm in Sakona, in danger, there's somebody there to save me. And he chaps. Yes, my father sent me out of the palace. He sent me into the forest. I was a naughty boy. I had to be sent away. But look at the avo, the love that my father's got for me, even if I betrayed and went against his rotzer. And he made sure that if I have to go in circumstantial case and I have to go into the forest. But he sends his avodim to be just behind, to be hiding from behind. I shouldn't notice them. And whenever I'm in Sakona, in danger, they're there to help me. Says the Gorn in his mashal. The child becomes so full of avo. There's a reconnection with his father. He runs back home and he says, Daddy, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. It's all avo. And he comes back in and he's a prince in his father's palace. Says the Gorn, Chanukah, the nace of Chanukah was with Man Beis HaMikdash. The nace of Purim was in Golos, in a fence to Golos. The palace is not there. The Rebbein Shalom is not in his Beis HaMikdash. We've been thrown into the Golos, we've been thrown into the forest. There's Mekoymes of Sakona. There's always Gezeiros. And Rebbein Shalom, Mitoich Ahavosoi, his love. He's looking after us, and he's with us, and making sure to bring Yeshua's whenever we need it. This is the Ava that the Rebbein Shlomo in Kaviyochel demonstrates to us in Golos. Asidim kol novim ksuvim to become bottle. We won't need it. We don't need to have it. We'll have Gilu Yisbayach. We'll have everything in front of us. But one thing we won't have. Hakara and the connection of and feeling of Ahava to the Rebbein Shalom, how the Rebbein Shalom looked after us in Golos. Because we'll be with Mangola. We'll have the Beis HaMikdash. We'll all be behaving. We'll also have natural Ahava connection with the Rebbein Shalom. We have to have Megillas Esther with Man Mashiach to remember and to live the Ahava that the Rebbein Shalom had to us when maybe we weren't so good. Maybe when we had a time of punishment and we were in Golos, which could be a time of being disconnected, and maybe we are disconnected. But the Rebbein Shalom didn't detach himself from us, and he looked after us in Golos. Nevi'im Miksum will all be bottled. We won't need this Eiris of the Psukim, not of Yirmiyah, not of Yeshaya, none of it. But we'll need Megillas Esther to live Bezman Go'ula, how we were Go'ulim in Golos, how the Rebbein Yishlein was connected with us in Golos. And this is a Moerdika Chizuk, and for us in Golos. And this is the Simcha of Purim. Go'ula! Yes, we are detached in a certain way. But Rebbein Hashem showed us thanking Gola and Gola. And Rashi says, Purim and Pesach means that there's something that Purim gives to Pesach. What do you mean, the biggest Gola was Yetzias Mitzrayim? No! Going out of Yetzias Mitzrayim was a Gola from Avdus Lecherus. We got Matan Torah. It was Yirah. It was Yirah. The Nes of Purim gives us this insight into the Ribono Shel Olam. It's Ahava. It's Rotzen. It's not Kfir. Mikam Eidor Rabba L'Reis, and then it was Kfir. Hodu Kibleim B'mlim L'Hav Shvirish. We see how the Rebbeinu looks after us in Golos. We see even if we have to be in the forest, even if we have to be in Golos, oh, but the Rebbeinu is connected to us in the most Moedika Ahava. Purim teaches Pesach that we go back to Pesach and realize everything is Ahava. And this is true Shleimus of Gola. The Rebbeinu Shleim is connected. We have to do is be as much as possible connected to the Rebbeinu Shleim. And the more we connect to the Ribono Shel Olam, we're living Geula in Golus. That's how we bring about Geula. And the Malbim says in Parsha Shemini, you want Geula, be Geulim in Golus. Live the Ribono Shel Olam, connect to the Ribono Shel Olam, live Megillas Esther, live Emunah. We show Geula, we connect, and we're Zeicha to the real Geula Shleimus through the coming of Mashiach. Mishal nichnas adol marvin besimcha. So I wanted to say over maybe a little machshava in the tight of the words. Mishal nichnas adol. What is adol? Adol is aleph, elikenu, the yochid meyuchad, the enad melvadoi, dor, you allow him to come and dwell within you. Mishenichnas Adol, if you connect with the Ribono Shel Olam and you let him in, and you live al pi the Ribono Shel Olam, you let him in Adol, the Aleph, to door, to be able to live within us, which belongs to our Medrash, the beginning of Parshas Truma, Marvin Besimcha, that brings to the Simcha Horuchni, to the Emesik Simcha. Chodesh Adol, Befrat Chodesh Adol, Sheini, Simchin, Geula, Geula. Is an awareness, an awakening to reconnect with the Ribono Shel Olam through the spaniness of the Nisim of Purim, to live Ahavas Hashem, to live the Vahavto, and that is Hodu Kiblu B'Meach Hashverish, they were Mekabel Barotzen. I once heard from my Rebbe Reb Chaim Kaufman, they said sadly with Kodesh Levrocha, Murid in the Taikish. Man Beis Hamikdash, there were two to meet him. Talmud shall shaka and Talmud shall be nadai. So Chaim used to say over to us, in Golos, there's also two to meet. The first remind Shulchan Aruch, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somed, live the Ribono Shel Olam, be connected to the Ribono Shel Olam. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somed, the first remind Shulchan Aruch. My father always said over for Rebellion. Rebellion said, when you come up there after Achamele Esrim, and we're going to be fahed by Rebellion, let's not be slogged up in the first Ramah. Let's get a bit further into Shulchan Aruch. Over the last of the Eshter Ramah, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somed. Then you've got Tof Reish Tzadi Zayin Simonim. Then it's 700 Simonim. Tof Reish Tzadi Zayin Simonim of Urechayim, the way of life. And what's the last words of the last remark in Tov Reish Tzadi Zayin? Tov Lev Mishteh Tomid Simchas Achayim. Simchas Achayim. Tov Lev Mishteh Tomid Simchas Achayim. Tomid. It was Man Beis Hamikdash. They had the Tomid Tol Shachar and the Tomid Tol Ben Arbayim. Consistency in Avodas Hashem. Living the Ribono Shel Olam day in, day out, every morning, every afternoon. Living the Ribono Shel Olam. In Golus, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somed, and if you Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somed, then automatically you'll be Toiv Lev Mishteh Tomed. And I'm trying to say, if we keep these two Tumidim day in, day out, from morning to night, not just a korban in the morning and a korban afternoon. We live Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somed. We live Mishanichnas Adar, the Aleph, the Ribono Shel Olam. We allow him in and we live it. And the Rebbeinu Shleim in every prat of our halachas of the day, from Siman Aleph to Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Zayin, that gives connection. That is connection. That is Geula within ourselves. That's living a person, a Sefer Geula. And that is a Toiv Lev Mishteh Tomit. Then you're Zeicha to the real Simcha. And he said, you keep these two Tzmidim in Golus. That's what brings the Geula Shleim. When we live connection to the Rebbeinu Shleim, which is Geula, and we've got Simchas HaChaim, we take Ava, and we live the Ava to Rebbeinu Shleim. That's what's meaning Shnei Tamidim. And this is just to understand the Mitzvah Sayyim of Purim. It's Bonim Atam Hashem Elekeichem. Mekablim Barotzen, says the Gemara, Bonim is Oisin Ritzoyne Shomachem. We do Barotzen, we run, we want, and we do it for Simcha. Bonim is Bonim Atem, Loises Goydel, Loisasu, Agudais, Agudais. Don't make Chevra, they're all one. Says the Rambam, Bonim Atem, Imkin Achim Atem, V'chi Ein Ach Merachim Al Ach. All the Mitzvahs Hayoyim, whether it's Mishneach Monas, which is Reyes, whether it's Mikra Megillah, there's Pesum and Nisa, whether it's a Suda, which is all being part of the Mar Bereyes, it's all the Tov Lev Mishteh Tomid. When we prepare for a Purim Abal Leinu L'Tova, and we realize the Av of the Rebbeinu Shleilam, it's Kishim, of we're living Geula in the Golus, we're living with a Hachana, through learning the Psukim of Megillah Esther, we'll arrive at Purim, and it will be as man the sugal for the geula from within ourselves, connecting with the Rebbeinu Shleilam, and be as man geula, peis tzimchen geula le geula, that we should be zeichet to the emetic of geula, b'mheir v'yameinu, amen.